You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
It's Quick Jam, baby. Big news, small portions, SB Nation, Bleeding Green Nation. I am your host, Michael Kist, and we are 3 days away from the beginning of the NFL season when the Kansas City Chiefs and the Houston Texans kick things off. These are exciting times indeed. Also exciting is the news out of SB Nation that we have launched the SB Nation NFL show, which will feature a different type of show each weekday. And I'm happy to tell you that BGN is represented in three of those shows. BLG is doing the Oddcast with Niners Nation producer Rob Stats Guerrera, so check out their first episode tomorrow. I'll be on Monday Football Monday with RJ Ochoa of Blogging the Boys and Pete Sweeney of Arrowhead Pride. Our first episode drops in just a few hours, so head on over to the SB Nation NFL show feed and subscribe so you don't miss out. Plus on Wednesday, I'll be doing the Palpably Unfair podcast with Kyle Posey, which will be a film review show breaking down the ins and outs of how things played out during the weekend. Incredibly excited for that. This is big time stuff we're doing here, and I hope you join our crew for the ride. Of course, the train keeps rolling here on BGN, and there's been a slew of news over the weekend. The Eagles cut down to their 53-man roster. This was covered on the previous BGN radio with Jimmy Kemsky and Brandon Lee Gouton. May he ran forever. And hey, one of the newsworthy cuts was the Eagles moving on from former second-round cornerback Sidney Jones. Howie Roseman spoke with the media, and he had this to say about the decision.
You know, when we make these decisions, we try to make sure that we're not making decisions just based on where guys were picked. And I think that one of the things I've learned from some of the great general managers in this league is they understand when it is time to kind of move on. And I'm not just talking about that in regards to Sidney or any of the draft picks we let go today. But, you know, for us, we're going to be aggressive. We're going to take some chances. And then if we're wrong when we do those things, we got to learn from it. And we got to figure out why they didn't work and try to get better. And you see it across the league. It's hard to hit on all of your draft picks. There's no doubt about it. But I think when we look at our track record, we've got a pretty good track record in bringing in good players to Philadelphia. And they come in all sizes and shapes and forms. And by the same token, we're not going to be right every time. But we got to be right a lot more than we're wrong.
Jones eventually landed on the Jacksonville Jaguars practice squad, so he'll get a fresh start there. Also from the quarterbacks, Rasul Douglas, drafted only a round later than Jones in the same draft, was released. He and defensive end Sharif Miller, who the Eagles also cut, wound up with the Carolina Panthers and first-year head coach Matt Rhule. Continuing on the cornerback cutdown is Cravon LeBlanc, but he has a path back to the roster, and we could see him back within the next week after other moves are made. Still, a bit of a surprising move. In other transactional news, the Eagles claimed running back Jason Huntley off waivers. Huntley was released from the Detroit Lions, who also had Kerryon Johnson, DeAndre Swift, and Adrian Peterson in their stable. Huntley is a former fifth-round pick who is on the smaller side at 5'9", 193, and has an excellent athletic profile, so he brings more speed to the Eagles' offense if he can find himself a role. Moving on to the practice squad news, here's the crew, which is now 16 available spots instead of 10 like in previous years. Running back Elijah Holyfield lands on the practice squad. Also running backs Adrian Killens and Michael Warren. Wide receivers Deontay Burnett and Travis Fulgham land on the squad. Tight end Caleb Wilson. Offensive tackle Prince Tego Winogo, offensive guard Suo Opeta, and center Luke Jiriga. Plus, on the defensive side of the ball, you've got defensive end Joe Osman, defensive tackle Raekwon Williams, cornerback Trevor Williams, safety Graylin Arnold, who impressed in camp, safety Elijah Riley. So, the newest one to report is Josh McCown. The 41-year-old will chill at home while collecting $12,000 a week and act as a reserve quarterback, and frankly, I love the move. McCown made a big impact off the field for the Eagles, and my hope was that he'd either return to the team as a player, coach, or as part of the front office. And this move of bringing him back as the oldest practice squad player in history makes a ton of sense, even if it's a little unconventional. All sorts of content is up at bleedinggreennation.com covering all these different ongoing roster moves, and we'll be covering it throughout the week as well right here on BGN Podcast. That does it for today in Quick Jam. And remember, go check out the SB Nation NFL show to catch the first episode of Monday Football Monday with your boy. I promise you, it's a good one. In the meantime, go dominate and have yourselves a day.
BGN.